From Minnesota Public Radio.
Is it time to dump Microsoft's Internet Explorer? This is Future Tense for June 30th, 2004. I'm John Gordon. The latest security breach in the world's dominant web browser, Internet Explorer, is the final straw for a growing number of techies. CERT, the government-funded security watchdog group at Carnegie Mellon University, says Internet Explorer is unsafe and is recommending the use of an alternative web browser. Commentators at Business Week, eWeek, the Houston Chronicle, and SecurityFocus.com are also recommending that you stop using Internet Explorer. Last week, computer users were hit by a malicious attack that could record their keystrokes, steal account information and passwords, and send them back to a computer in Russia. The attack was stopped by shutting down the Russian site, but experts say more attacks are likely. Scott Graneman is columnist at SecurityFocus.com. He recommended dumping Internet Explorer even before the latest security hole.
Now, fortunately, that was stopped before it reached disastrous proportions, but the fact that it was so easy for users of Internet Explorer to be infected like that, I think should be a wake-up call to anybody that it's time to get rid of that browser for standard usage.
Given how ubiquitous Internet Explorer is and how many websites like to run only on Internet Explorer, this is a pretty radical idea on your part.
Actually, I disagree with that statement. You're finding fewer and fewer websites that require Internet Explorer to work. Primarily, the ones, unfortunately, that do so are banks often require it. So for most people that decide to use a browser like Mozilla or Firefox or any of the other alternatives that are not based around Internet Explorer technology, I don't think you're going to have much of a problem at all.
So people should use Internet Explorer when they absolutely have to, otherwise use a different program.
Absolutely.
It's going to come as a surprise to some people that there are decent alternatives to Internet Explorer. What are they?
The alternatives consist mainly of the Mozilla browser, which is the successor to Netscape, but it's an open source successor, which means all the code's available for programmers all over the world to work collaboratively on the project, to improve it collaboratively, look for bugs, make it better all the time. There's an offshoot of that project called Firefox, and that's actually the Mozilla browser all by itself. And that's actually what I use, and a lot of people I know use that. It's a little smaller than the Mozilla suite of programs. There's actually a lot of alternative browsers. Almost all of them have very innovative features that Microsoft's Internet Explorer lacks.
As far as improving Internet Explorer 6, later this summer, Microsoft is supposed to come out with its Windows XP Service Pack 2, which is going to have a lot of security fixes in it. Will that solve the problem?
That will solve some problems. The underlying problem with Internet Explorer, though, will never be solved, unfortunately, and that's the fact that Internet Explorer is completely welded into the operating system. So as long as we have that, where a vulnerability in the browser can affect the operating system, we're going to have this problem.
Scott Graneman writes for SecurityFocus.com. Well, do you think users should dump Internet Explorer? Submit your thoughts at futuretenseweb.org. Futuretenseweb.org. I'm John Gordon.